Hello and welcome to the Real to Rank podcast, the podcast that ranks your favorite film franchises one movie at a time. I'm Devin Specht, and with me as always is my brother Dayton.
Hey, everybody.
And today we're parasailing right into a movie no one asks for.
We're flying right by the sequel island. We're trying to observe some dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
We get a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, yeah. And it's... Jurassic Park 3.
Mm-hmm.
It is exactly what it says it is.
It is the third of the Jurassic Parks. Huzzah.
Yeah, it's directed by Joe Johnson.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's pretty cool. He also directed The Rocketeer, which is near and dear to my heart. And many years after this, will direct Captain America the First Avenger.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, not that many years after, really.
A few. Well, when's this? Yeah. 2003?
2001.
2001, so 10 years.
Yeah. So, not too bad. Yeah, I was thinking, that for whatever reason, I thought this was 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's just 10 years after the first one.
Yeah.
You know? But it's not. It's just, I don't know. Because, I remember being in school when this one came out and just thinking, like, yeah, but why? Was anyone asking for this?
Well, like, I definitely remember it being like that period of time where I, you know, watched the other two in preparation for seeing this one, some either in the theater or at home, and yeah, just like, oh, cool. That was a thing.
It definitely, this is a movie that feels like a sequel.
Yeah, but not in a bad way.
No, it's just, like, you can tell it's not as good as the first one, but I definitely think it's better than the second.
Yeah, I would agree. I would, if there's somebody out there who lived under a rock and was like, I haven't watched any of the Jurassic Parks, I'd be like, watch the first one, but if you really have to, watch the third one.
I would just watch the first one and then, you know, be happy with what you did.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
call it
really
a day.
Think it over if you want to continue, but if you gotta, you know, if you're really committing yourself, just watch the third one.
Yeah, I mean, then the second one isn't terrible either.
No, it's not
horribly
terrible. It's dull.
It's just a ho-hum movie and a terrible follow-up. Yeah, it's, this one feels like it's got some good set pieces. I would say that overall, it allows itself to breathe a little bit more.
Yeah, and I actually think that a lot of the characters, and this is a large part due to the actors cast, but the characters are pretty likable. You know, I get where everybody's coming from, and nobody is an abrasive jackass.
No, though I do think that Tia Leone is just like, for very early on in the beginning, is just like the worst.
Yeah, she's definitely like rich mom lady, but she also isn't too bad. You know, she's just kind of, her whole focus is trying to find her kid. So
yeah. Yeah, I just want to hop right into the into the boat.
Let's parasail right into Isla Sequel for another jaunt.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're in Isla Sequel. It's 80-some miles away. And then it just has restricted. And I was like,
207 miles west of Costa Rica. It's restricted,
restricted,
everybody.
And it didn't bring bolt runners as if I wanted to go.
I thought this was a trailer, you know, at the travel agency to go check this place out. Seems like everybody's fucking going to Isla Sequel despite everybody.
Like, just that red restricted at the bottom of it just felt so jarring, and like,
it wanted you to know. It wanted to remind everybody you shouldn't go to this
place. It just feels so cheap. Like, a low rent, you know? Like, but anyway, that's okay. We're going paleo-sailing. It's, you know,
paleo-sailing. It's the newest thing at Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you know, you get to fly around and see the dinosaurs, and then, you know, a fog bank kills the crew. I don't think it was an actual dinosaur, because we don't see any blood or anything. They just go through a fog bank and the boat's fucked up.
That's the other dangerous part about Isla Sequel. It's the man-eating fog, you see. We forget about that over here west of Costa Rica. It's something to do with the temperature.
Yeah, it's that Thomas Jane fog that kills everyone that goes through
No salty sailor can survive the ominous fog of Isla Sequel.
Oh, look at that. It's just a fog bank. And then they go through the fog bank. And they're like, oh, the
Shit.
crew's dead.
Oh,
It's just the
man.
boat's fucked up.
You
And
can kind of
we
see
never.
a little like a smudge of red. So I guess it's, of course it's implied that something killed them. But yeah, we never find out what exactly. And it's so we don't hear any screams or nothing.
No, I think it
Everything's.
has to be a pterodactyl.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's
I mean,
ever gonna
it
be
could
answered. It's one of them sequel fog dinosaurs.
it could be. You know what? It could be the Spinosaurus. What this movie wants me to believe is the coolest fucking dinosaur in the
Well,
world.
I mean, Spinosauruses, reading up on them, they are pretty cool, and I see why they went with the Spinosaurus. But the Spinosaurus, it
It's just
feels like they want you to like be afraid of it, and because it wants to be the movie, the filmmakers, the probably the executives of whatever company,
Universal,
yeah,
yeah.
fucking did this, was like, all right, people are tired of the T-Rex, so we need something like that's bigger than the T-Rex, that's got something pretty wicked and possibly could kill it in a fight. What do we got? And then they found the Spinosaurus and were like, all right, fuck yeah. Let's go with that.
Well, and it's there's so many things that this movie does. Like, for one, the logo is a Spinosaurus. Like, they
Yeah.
So that's it. But it just as we're going through, it's like the Spinosaurus is like a recurring bad guy. It kills a T-Rex, which is like the big Worf moment, you know, when someone fucks up Worf.
Yeah, I remember feeling really bad because you kind of like the thing about the T-Rexes, at least in the last two, especially in the first one, is they feel more like forces of nature that are just kind of colliding through, like naturally through the plot. They show up again for the glory shots because once something becomes iconic, it has to be there. But yeah, in this one, like, there's only a little bit of T-Rex, and then it gets killed by the Spinosaurus. And yeah.
Yeah, this is the least Rex movie.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like
Of
a
all.
wet fart of a fucking event, too. There's no, like, that T-Rex saved my children from a fire. What a hurt your hero's death. It's fucking do, no. They just it encounters it makes me wonder about the Spinosaurus too, is like, does it just go around killing things to kill him, or is it gonna go eat the T-Rex at some point?
No, I think it's just evil. Look at how like bigger its arms are too. That's how I can tell it's a bad guy.
Well,
It has useful
I do know
arms.
that, like, I was reading up, and I guess, like, going from what they knew at the time, it's not that, there's a bit of conjecture with all, as they do with all the dinosaurs, but with what they knew back then when they were making the movie, I guess it was, as close as they could get. But now, as I understand it, still they have the size about right, but a Spinosaurus is actually more of an amphibian. It's like a big crocodile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
So it's like bite force is nothing compared to a T-Rex. So it'd actually probably lose if it encountered a T-Rex.
it just felt like and I mean, we're not going to cover Jurassic World, so I'll just touch on it, but it felt like the well, we need something.
What's
Like,
bigger than a
let's
T-Rex? We can't like fuse two T-Rexes together. That'd be stupid. We
You
can't
can't
have
call
like
it
a
T-Rex
T-Rex.
squared.
We can't have like a T-Rex that's like the clone son of one T-Rex that avenges, swears vengeance upon its father. Nobody care about that.
So,
Nobody wants to see the Hamlet of T-Rexes.
I would. I'd watch Hamlet, but with T-Rexes.
Jurassic Hamlet.
Shakespeare was much better in its original Jurassic
And its original
dinosaur speak.
Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, you just 3D print the vocalizer, and then you have the actors perform it.
There you go, yeah.
Arr,
Arr,
arg,
arr.
arg. Oh shit! That he's monologuing.
I'm just really confused. Like somebody's trying to speak the language, but they don't know what they're saying. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, so there's a kid and he's parasailing on the back, and it's
Well, he's with
is
a
with
dude and a kid are
Ben.
Ben and Trevor, not Trevor, Eric. Trevor Morgan's the actor's name. He was in a bunch of stuff in like the 90s, 2000s. They're parasailing, and they see that the fog has claimed the crew of their small dinghy.
Oh no, not again.
Yeah, we're losing them like flies, Uncle Ben. Fuck. And so they have to like they pull the like clip or whatever holding
yeah,
the that
they
holds the rope to the parasail.
and they just start flying into Dinosaur Island. And that's okay. Now we're going to a little kid playing with dinosaur.
And Alan
And
Grant's trying
Charlie.
to Charlie. Alan
He's
Grant's
tr-
there trying to explain that no, dinosaurs are lethal killing machines. They will
Well, he's those are herbivores. You want these. These will totally kill each other.
Yeah, these are more
And
badass dinosaurs, Charlie.
yeah, it seems that times have fallen hard on Alan, and he's now a daycare provider.
It's true. He's a paleontologist for the playpen. He tells them all about dinosaurs.
But no, he's there. It's Ellie's kid. Ellie's gotten married to some guy
Yeah, some
that
guy in the
works for.
State Department.
Yeah. So,
Deals with
this couple
international
kid.
treaties or some such.
Yeah, the movie doesn't care, neither do
Yeah,
I.
it's like, yeah, sure, it's probably important work, but it's boring work that I don't want to know about right now.
I mean, it's not dinosaurs.
No, there's no U.S. Department of Dinosaurs. If there were, fucking, that'd be pretty wicked. But there is not.
But yeah, he's catching up, and he's like, "Oh no, we've discovered that the raptors. Remember how they used to talk? Now they talk. And they can communicate with one another."
Yeah. So like
And
they know how to like give each other commands and stuff.
oh, holy shit! You know what I just realized?
Huh.
Ellie's husband being in like diplomatic or whatever affairs plays into the fucking ending.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah,
And that's a.
you never realized how just some paleontologist in the middle of somewhere
I
was
just
able to
figured
get the
she had
US Navy and
connections.
the fucking Marines.
I was
Trust
just
me, there's
like.
a man on Dinosaur Island.
Oh fuck, Ellie's talking about it?
Oh, Dr. Sattler? Dr. Ellie Sattler? Oh man, we gotta
We
fucking
love
kick it into
her.
high gear.
America's sweetheart, Ellie Sattler?
She was on Letterman. We all
Yeah.
she's great.
Okay, sorry. Wow, I'm dumb.
No, you're fine. I was gonna bring that up when we got there. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, he's figured out that the raptors can communicate to one another. And they have like a special like talk box in their head, like we do.
Yeah, we have talk boxes in our heads. It allows us to communicate with each other.
Yeah. Works exactly the same. And so he has like a TED talk. He explains that. And like, does anyone have any questions?
Everybody
And everyone
raises their
raises.
hand.
This is not about Jurassic Park. And then a few more. Or San Diego, which I had nothing to
I
do
was
with.
not there. I thought that was funny of how they acknowledged the last one where he just every time he has to be like, I fucking was not in that last movie. I did not.
Yeah.
I have never been to Isla Sequel.
Oh.
Shit, because that's I don't know. I feel like that's like a very people reaction. Like,
Yeah. Well, like, how many dinosaur islands are there?
And
Would
well,
be
and how
the.
many people had gone there, you know? It also
Yeah, exactly.
implies that fucking Dr. Malcolm turned him down.
Yeah, well, and that makes sense. Like, that would be consistent with his character.
Yeah.
He probably likely would tell them to no, he's not doing that. Go fuck themselves.
Yeah, exactly. At the he answers a couple questions at the TED Talk thing, and then he's like,
Well, because the guy's like, well, what? Why are we digging up bones when we got live dinosaurs there? And he's like, yeah, InGen made fucking theme park monsters, not actual dinosaurs. I'm talking about the real shit. I want to
Yeah.
get to the science.
Science of it, you little son of a bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, and at the
Well.
end of his little TED talk, he's like, nothing on heaven nor earth, Not even Steven goddamn Spielberg could get me to go to Isla Sequel.
And Joe Johnson steps up and like, I can.
I'm up to bat.
Yeah, he is not coming back for nothing. Meanwhile, elsewhere, Merc's prep with a gun that explodes, it does nothing. I don't know why we.
Yeah, I don't know why they painted shit on it, the plane that they blew up either.
Well, you know, they're like, oh, a T-Rex is as big as a plane. We'll shoot this thing.
Yeah, it's about equivalent.
You know? But what I mean is, why did they set up the gun? They never used that gun.
Well, I
They have
don't
this
think
gun that
that.
they wrote Chekhov on.
Well, oh, you're talking about the movie or the mercenaries themselves?
The mercenaries, they wrote Chekhov on it.
Well,
They're
yeah,
like,
I
this will
don't
be
think they ever
important.
get the chance, though. They all
No, they
die
die.
so quickly, and they don't get to really use their plane, you know? This was also another. Well, anyway. So fucking Michael Jeter is fucking leading a pair of mercenaries in a
Yeah.
junkyard somewhere.
Yeah, he's like a guy. He books him and his pet mouse. They book
Oh,
the.
man. Michael Jeter was the best. Character actor, also very active in the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, well, I most remember him for the Green Mile.
Oh, yeah. Mr.
So,
Jangles, right?
yeah, that's
Yeah.
it. And then you gotta wet the fucking sponge, man.
Yeah, that movie's hardcore.
That movie does not relent.
I love it. It's an emotional roller coaster.
It is, yeah, it is really, really good, and I don't want to watch it again. Because it is just draining. It's a lot. Anyway, the movie's in Montana now.
Yeah.
There's, you know, apparently there's just a ton of dinosaurs in Montana. Go figure. And we got a Dr. Grant's got a new assistant, Mr. Brennan.
Billy.
Billy, 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 Billy.
Billy. Billy, my
And
boy.
they're like, oh, we only got like 3 more weeks left to dig. He's also like, you know, teaching another paleontologist in training
Use a
how to dig. He's
toothbrush.
like, use the toothbrush. It's like, I can never tell which one's bone and which one's rock. Feel, feel, smooth, rough, smooth. That's how it works. Rocks, as a rule, can never be smooth.
Just this, I can't just imagine that guy's eyes going all weird, trying to be like flirty.
Smooth.
Smooth,
Like,
rough.
technically, the bones actually already turned into rock as part of the fossilization process.
Yeah,
You'd know
it's
this if you took the
called
class.
petrification.
But as we all know, rocks can never be smooth. So feel.
Rocks can never be smooth.
You ever noticed a smooth rock? I haven't.
That's why Billy does paleontology.
Rock tumbler's gonna blow his fucking mind. Smooth. This must be dinosaur bone. Rough for rock, smooth for bone. That's the
Fucking
kind of
hell.
stuff you go to college to learn.
Yeah. You need a degree for that.
That's what most of my classes I did. It was just 50 minutes of schmooze, rough, go home. Killed him. He's dead now.
Ow. 65 million years. Oh, my ribs hurt. Okay. We gotta move past toothbrush pit.
The toothbrush. We gotta wear it. We gotta erode it away.
Oh, man.
So Billy's, yeah, Dr. Grant's like, we only have like 4 more weeks to dig. And he's like, 3, because I got new technology.
I got a bigger toothbrush.
It's just, look at this. Is. It's like the one they got on Double Dare. You know how much more dirt we could get with this thing? Oh, if he's mad about this, I should not show him the giant Q-tip.
Oh no. Oh man. But how can you tell if it's
Shmoove. Shmoove is bone. Yeah, Billy has got new technology. It's a 3D printer, but like at first I was like, yeah, you made a 3D printer, and then I was like, wait a minute, this is 2001. That's actually really great.
Yeah, that's really advanced stuff. Yeah, he uses it to make a bone bong, really.
Yeah, it's like, so as it turns out, this is the vocalization chamber, but if you close the one pipe, you can rip a sick bag.
It's like you don't have to use an apple ever again. I'm against using glass. I'm a naturalist, you know.
Yeah, like, so we use this little piece of plastic, and I think we could sell these at the gift shop.
You know, to fund our research.
And you go, come on, here, take a hit. It's smooth.
It's not rough. I promise.
yeah, they take a hit, and it sounds like the raptor noises.
That would be the fucking coolest thing ever.
You just, oh, God, that's too much. It's too much.
Oh, man, that's really dank shit, Billy.
Yeah. So just then, Mr. Kirby comes out. He's a pink ball of fluff that absorbs everything.
Yeah.
And takes their abilities.
I knew that joke was coming. Never played those games, but I knew that joke was coming.
He's like, oh, I'm a big fan of your work. I would like to let me take you to dinner. It'd be worth your while. We'll go to the fanciest place in all Montana.
We'll go to the bar that's just down the street.
The fanciest place in all of Montana.
I'm a multimillionaire, you see. I run Kirby Industries.
Yeah, you know, vacuum cleaners, balls of fluff.
Well, he doesn't tell him it. He just tells him that he's, you know.
No, the only other thing I know Kirby's for is vacuums.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good. Yeah. Good joke.
Thank you. Thank you. It's better when you explain it. Everyone agrees.
Everybody's on board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so they go. William H. Macy is Mr. Kirby. His wife, Tia Leone. They're at the fanciest dive bar in all of Montana.
Yeah.
It's like our treat, as if paying for some bar food is a
is a huge expense.
It's like, yeah, we're. Yeah, we're living on the edge. We go to K2, Everest. We're gonna go to the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what we really want for our wedding anniversary is for us to go to Isla Sequel.
Mm-hmm. Fly and, around want... like under the what is it that they say?
The restricted airspace
there
or whatever.
You go.
Like,
yeah, just get a close look at them dinosaurs.
Yeah, we really want like the vacation experience of a lifetime, and we would like to hire you to be our guide. And it's like, you know, I can write this check, and I can put as many zeros on it as you want. What's the price gonna be?
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Grant was like, "Well, Steven Spielberg never promised me more zeros."
And Dr. Grant's like, "Make it for at least 1,000."
Yeah. They'll keep us funded for at least another 3 days.
Billy doesn't spend it on giant toothbrushes. As he's feeling the table, like, it's smooth. Is this a bone? Everything I know about...
Oh, that Billy. dinosaur table? How'd they find it?
It's the Tablesaurus, Dr. Grant. You want to hit on the vocalizer?
Oh, Billy, I think you're hitting that dino bong a bit too often.
So, yeah, now they fly out on the prop plane. Yeah. Billy's like, wow, this plane is smooth.
I didn't think dinosaurs evolved to have engines. You write a paper about this, Dr. Grant.
Wow, Dr. Grant. They made this whole airplane out of dinosaur bone. It's all smooth.
Everything. Where's the organs? You don't think it'd be evolutionarily beneficial to evolve to have windows on your sides?
And he's like, Billy, I need you to just calm down.
Shut up and stop smoking so much fucking weed.
He's like, yeah, thanks for bringing me along. I always wanted to see dinosaurs. And like, I brought you along so I did not have to deal with these people but myself, and because you bring levity.
I'm feeling like that was a grave mistake.
So I'm going to fall asleep here and not dream of anything. And he wakes up and complains empty, but there's a raptor who's saying Alan, and is like, oh my god, they've learned how to talk.
Oh no, that's the end times.
Yeah.
Well, the three other people, Michael Jeter and his mercenary group, are all.
It's not
there.
A good Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
Michael Jeter and his mercenary group.
Yeah, it's like a weird version of G.I. Joe, where he just books these two guys to go places.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the plane as well.
Yes. They're going down and like, oh yeah, there you go, and they doing the whole tour guide bit, and they're like, oh, is he over here? No, he's not. And like, they have not talked Mr. Grant, or they haven't talked to Dr. Grant about what they're doing at all, so it's not good.
Yeah,
I kind of felt bad for him, because it's just like, I don't know what they expected would happen. You know,
I don't either.
Like,
I don't. It feels like the reason that I kind of like him is that they don't like. They feel like there's a sort of down to earthness about them. Like they're just like kind of very Midwestern parents caught in a semi-extraordinary situation, and they have enough money to do some stuff, but not like John Hammond money to fund an expedition. So they have to like swindle people and get, you know, a fucking mercenary company from the Yellow Pages in Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, there's lots of mercenaries in Oklahoma.
Well, they're in the they're at the back of the Yellow Pages, you see.
Yeah.
He had to spare some expense.
He spared some expense. Spared lots of expense.
It ruined the paint and tile business.
Well, yeah, they're like, oh, okay, we're going to land. And Grant's like, you're not going to land. Are you crazy? And so they knock him out for a very long time.
Oh,
like,
a long, long time.
I think you should get some medical aid. Like, it's really bad to be knocked out for that long.
Oh, no, he got movie knocked out. It's different science, you see.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, never just been hit in the back of the head and been out for
humans,
a whole hour.
Humans in the Jurassic Park universe evolved to be able to be hit in the back of the head and survive.
They've landed on a runway in the middle there and are starting their search for Eric with a megaphone. And, they start out doing the one thing that like kind of annoys me. Like in the last one, they're like, we're bringing Dr. Grant or Dr. Malcolm as an expert, and then proceed to not listen to a damn thing he has to say.
Not a single thing. Yeah.
And they start out this way, right up until the mercenaries all die.
Well, when the two mercenaries die, and then it's like Michael Jeter's like, okay, I'm gonna listen to Dr. Grant from now on, and William H. Macy and Tia Leone are like, we gotta find Eric, you know.
Yeah, well,
whole
because there's
time.
the one guy that he was on the plane before. Like, how do you know the Kirby's? He's like, from
From
church.
church,
It's
yeah,
like,
and I recognize that guy. That actor is in the fucking West Wing.
huh.
Yeah, he plays a guy called Claypool who tries to ruin Leo McGarry's career. There you go, everybody. West Wing watch. I'm always
Yeah.
on
He's always on the hunt for the
the
West Wing.
case.
Yeah, he goes in there and like out into the jungle like a fucking ways, because we see him go in and then they're like, this is a bad idea, we need to get back into the plane because there's a big roar,
Yeah.
and he emerges on the other end of the runway as they're about to take off, and he stands in front of the plane like, you gotta go, man, you gotta pick me up.
Well, please don't leave me. Yeah, very human
Yeah.
response. Like, yeah, so the Mercs go into the woods. I don't. It's just kind of
I'm
the
just.
level of like, did nobody do any research at all about how dangerous and fucking, you
No,
know?
they took the money. They're mercenaries. They got hired on the Oklahoman Mount Yellow Pages.
It's true, yeah. Really takes the big feng shui out of it when you have to make your secretive deals in a mini mall.
And they, yeah, so then our main bad guy, the coolest dinosaur in the history of ever, the Spinosaurus, comes out and kills the mercenary that its name I don't remember.
Cooper.
Cooper, that's it. I was like, it's not Carter, because Carter was the last one.
Yeah.
And it also causes the plane to crash. The plane crashes in the
It
trees.
has the weirdest crash I've ever seen. I've never seen a plane crash like this. Not even in most movies have I seen a plane crash like this.
Yeah, well, they lost all their fuel, thankfully. It all just dumped out somewhere, so they didn't erupt into a fucking fireball, and
Yeah.
it took out the wings. And then the Spinosaurus comes back and takes out the cockpit, and that's what kills Nash,
Yeah,
the pilot.
he grabs Nash by the legs, and Nash had put the satellite phone in his vest. Seemed like a good idea at the time until he realized the Spinosaurus had come to end his life. Pulls him to the ground, and then the Spinosaurus, I think, stomps on him, right? Something
Yeah, it
like
does
that.
something. And then it just decides to fuck with the fuselage of the plane in a fun way and roll it around and crush it.
Yeah. Get the sense that he wants to play with his food, so to speak.
And they get out and they're like, oh, we gotta get away from this. And then a T-Rex is there. And they're like, don't move. And then they all run away.
Yeah, and he was
And the.
like, "Don't move, damn it, I based that theory on a hunch."
I backed this up empirically. I know. Oh, they all
Whatever.
run, and I'm like, they have to run at least 32 miles an hour.
Yeah, they have to hope some, bigger dinosaur walks by and wants to kill the T-Rex. That's what they have to hope for.
And by God, it does, and they have an all-out dinosaur fight.
Yeah. It's a fucking, the squared circle is set. Our two combatants approach each other. And, as often happens in the dinosaur UFC, sometimes these fights don't last very long.
Well, I mean, the T-Rex was at a distinct disadvantage because the Spinosaurus stayed perfectly still, and he couldn't see him.
Well, you see, he stayed perfectly still. Also, you see, when you have a big ass bitchin' fin like that, it means you're awesome. So it just
Oh
gives
yeah,
you like.
his arms were bigger. He's a bigger dinosaur. He's basically the coolest. You know, the Spinosaurus is your new dad, and he kills the T-Rex.
Your Spinosaurus stepdad.
He is. You know, Ben's dead now. I'm your dad.
Maybe that's why he keeps falling on him. He thinks Trevor's his progeny. Maybe that's what he wants. He wants the T-Rex piss.
Yeah. They never fucking use that, do they?
Well, no, they never go back because Ben's like, "My parents, forget all that useful shit in my water
No,
truck."
Ben's dead. It's
Oh yeah,
Eric.
Eric is like, "Fuck my water trailer full of useful items that I've survived 8 weeks with."
That's the thing, and he's like, I was like, you know, like, oh, that's Tyrannosaurus urine. It scares some of the smaller ones, but can attract bigger ones. And they're like, how'd you get that? You don't want to know. And then they never use it. I was so like, you don't just set up that you have T-Rex piss.
Yeah, you don't go into a whole thing about having T-Rex piss, then you don't. Well, he does say that using the T-Rex piss does attract the bigger Spinosaurus, so maybe that's why Kid reeks of T-Rex piss. Nobody mentions it because they think he's just smelly because he's 8 weeks living in a water truck avoiding dinosaurs eating candy.
He's going around giving T-Rex's prostate exams so that he can collect their urine.
Oh man, I really don't want to know how he got that. Maybe he's just trying to impress Dr. Grant, and he's like, it's actually like Fanta.
It's actually really good for your teeth.
Yeah, I was gonna pull a prank and like drink it, and so you'd go like, "Oh God, kid," and then you know I'd reveal like Fanta,
yeah. Anyway. So they're like, Dr. Grant's like, we got to make it to the coast. I have no interest in finding Eric. He's dead.
He's probably dead. Fuck that kid. The check's going to bounce. Leave me alone.
I'm doing this for free. I need to go survive.
Yeah, I'm doing this for survival now.
And they're like, okay, well, I guess we'll just search for Eric in the direction of Dr. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's where they find the chute and the camera. Yeah, they reveal that Eric did survive the landing, and that was it, I guess. Like, that's all those. I don't know how they charge the camcorder batteries either. It's like,
well, the one Michael Jeter takes out, like, a flashlight battery.
Flashlight?
And
yeah.
They switch the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they watch the footage. It's basically the opening that we saw before, except we get to watch fucking Eric pump, like, not that just throw down, but like fall to the ground because he detaches from the harness, and somehow Ben died.
Yeah, Ben just couldn't get down. Ben turned into a skeleton.
Fucking Eric left him. It's like, I never liked you anyway.
Billy's like, oh, look how smooth. This must be bone. I've never seen a dinosaur in a parachute before.
Wow.
This stuff's wild.
This is crazy, man. You learn so much every day.
Like, let's take the parachute and the corpse. Might be useful. We'll drag the old bones out there.
We'll use them as bait. Hopefully it'll lure some of the dinosaurs away from us.
Because Ben's dead, what is her name?
Amanda?
Amanda, thank you. Just runs off into the woods, or the jungle,
mm-hmm.
The wooded jungle, and they run across some eggs.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch, and like, Dr. Grant, you gotta look at this. And, Billy's like, wow, it's smooth, you can make all kinds of omelets out of this.
Delicious, does anybody want some? So hungry. Yeah.
Like... Huh, what took you so long? He's like, oh, no, nothing, man. It was just filling up my lucky pack, taking pictures. Oh, yeah, he has a lucky bag.
Yeah.
That saved his life. This is the second movie in a row with a lucky bag.
Yeah, right. This one proves to be... Well, the other one, I guess, was somewhat lucky. I don't know. This one lived up to its implied reputation.
You know, luck.
Mm-hmm. Saving lives and shit.
Yeah, but they find the old compound, I guess, where InGen was doing the factory work, and they explore, they loot the vending machines.
Yeah, that seemed gross to me. I was like, none of that is good, probably.
It's been there for at least 8 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's better than not eating. Like, I mean, and also in the Costa Rican jungle.
Yeah, what are your options, I guess? But at the same time, it's like, you guys have only been fucking trekking for not even an entire day.
Yeah, but they didn't bring any food or water with them.
Yeah, I get the point.
But, yeah, they steal from the vending machines. And inside, they look at the lab. Or, you know, is this how you make dinosaurs? No.
This is how you play God. He doesn't say it like that, but...
Yeah, and encounter a whole bunch of lab experiments that are just there.
Mm-hmm. Hurricane showed up. They had to turn off all the lab equipment, bail out.
And I guess they were just pickling some of these raptor specimens or whatever.
I don't know. Maybe they were, like, nursing them to health or whatever, watching their development.
It was a back-to-tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Amanda looks at one and like, wow, this is like a life-sized, you know, like perfectly.
Velociraptor head. So yeah. Let's think about that. Isn't that crazy? I did really like this. This was a good scare bit.
Yeah, and then the eyes move.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, aha, I got you. I'm a raptor and I'm scary.
Yeah.
I did notice, though, that this one was a male, and you could tell because it had, like, the feather things on the top of its head.
Yep, he looked kind of blue a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so they have to book it from the one raptor that's chasing them, mm-hmm. and they go to, like, these pens, and that's the only place they can hide is inside the metal pen, and it, like, moves and, like, traps Billy and Amanda
mm-hmm.
in the, like, the door. Like, the door jam makes, like, a triangle, like, hatch. And you can see the raptor's, like, brain moves. It's like, oh, I'll just climb up and over.
Yeah, ha-ha. I will defeat you. And it's like, this is like humans in a pen. Exactly what I've always trained for. But then they turn the tables on him. That door swings both ways, so they unlatch the thing. Swing
goddamn bisexual doors.
But the presence of same-sex doors, they'll switch. Yeah.
They trap it, and then you see it does a bunch of cawing, and Alan's like, aha, it's just like my theory.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs make noises.
Dinosaurs. Velociraptors have mouth movements that cause vocalizations.
Man, that metal is totally smooth. Think it was bone?
Yeah, do you think this place made a dinosaur bone, Dr. Grant?
We'll
find one. We'll make millions.
And so they run away and create a stampede of the herbivores and they get away.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Not Michael Jeter. Udesky. He gets got.
Yeah, Udesky kind of gets split up from the group. And unfortunately, Michael Jeter could not outrun a velociraptor.
Well, yeah, like, it, like, kind of tortures him.
Yeah.
They're, like, watching from the trees, and they're like, oh, is he, they're like, oh, he's very dead. And they're like, no, he's alive. And it's basically, like, the old sniper trick mm-hmm. where you wound one so you can get more.
Yeah. And then Billy's like, oh, my God, they set a trap for us. That's so wild.
That's so not smooth.
Whoa. That's so rough.
Rough. And, they also, in the, like, stampede, Dr. Grant takes Billy's lucky pack,
mm-hmm.
and, the raptors corner him, but a smoke gas comes in.
Yeah.
And he's rescued by Eric and spends the night in his water tank.
Yep.
Yeah, then... Eric's been rescued, living out there, eating old Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, and fucking, like, Hershey's bars and shit.
And Dr. Grant eats a gigantic tin of beans.
A huge, like, restaurant-sized tin of beans.
That's the only explanation that I have, is that he ate all them beans.
That's full of beans, Dr. Grant. Full of beans.
He just eats the whole thing. Like, he's at the end. It's like this big, like, 10-pound container.
I mean, he did a lot of running today. He needs the protein.
He needs like... the fiber when you get older. Yeah. It's really nice.
I'm so hungry. Do you have a gigantic, just a ginormous can of beans?
And Eric's like, oh, do you want dessert? He's like, yeah. And hands him another giant tin of beans. Just more beans.
Thankfully, this water truck crashed near the restaurant. And, yeah,
they're really regular, the engine workers here.
Oh man, that's fucking funny.
they're very fiber forward people.
Fiber forward people.
Chuck
Grant believed in two things: dinosaurs and shitting regularly.
He spared no expense
spared
for
no
proper pallet.
He spared no expense in gut health. Yeah.
Yeah. So they You're Dr. Grant. I read your books. I liked your first one when you liked dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Before they tried to kill you. Before the dark times.
Before the dinosaur empire.
Did you happen to read Dr. Malcolm's book? And it's like, yeah, it was really preachy.
Yeah, it seemed really...
And everything was chaos.
Yeah, everything, you know, it's like, talked about putting water on my hand and watching it drip, and I felt very weird, and I thought he was
and he played with my hair through the book?
Yeah.
I don't really...
Yeah, I had to close it and throw it across the room like it's the fucking Necronomicon.
Yeah, and he's like, oh no, compies.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens from these compies.
It's just, I guess, to show that Eric understands the environment that he's been living in. Because he quickly,
yes.
He keeps the door, the latch to the water tank open. And then when, he hears the compies, he's like, close it quick. This will shield us.
And, the tree group, I guess we just continue with his plan, continue to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Grant and Eric find a boat. We need to make it to the canyon. And they hear a ringtone, and they're like, oh, that's got to be his dad, because he's like, the ringtone. It's from the Enid, Oklahoma, the Shower Plus. Oh, yeah, also, Kirby revealed to be a huckster, a fraud.
Yeah, he pulled the
bathroom tile man.
Yeah, he pulled the bathroom tile right over Dr. Grant's eyes.
Yeah, the only thing he can offer them is bathroom work,
yeah.
Tile, grout work.
He can, if they find a new dinosaur, he can fix its kitchen.
Yeah, Dr. Grant, if either of you are ever in the greater Oklahoma area, I can totally help you out with a bathroom remodel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that what you guys want?
Worth it.
Yeah.
So they regroup, though, through the giant fence that I was...
Yeah, they said there were no fucking fences at Isla Sequel. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what do you fucking, you have a fence now?
Yeah. What, is this just magically show up, or was this built, is this another part of the island that we just magically weren't implied about?
Well, same with the fucking aviary that they go into.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. I like the aviary, though.
The aviary is a cool set piece. Billy's like, hey, can I have my bag back?
Yeah, please. It's got my drugs in it, Dr. Grant. That's the way he looks at him. He goes from all normal to like, I'll fucking stab you if you don't give me my bag back, Dr.
My bag says, gives it to me.
Yeah, my precious.
And like, the only, yeah, he's like, and then Grant's like, no, I'll keep it.
No, it's fine, Billy. It's good, you know. But Dr. Grant, my bone bog is in there.
Yeah, hey, Dr. Grant, my insulin's in there. That's what you really needed to, that's where I'm keeping my insulin.
Yeah.
In my lucky pack. But, no. The Spinosaurus is, he's got that ringtone in him.
Mm-hmm.
And, they run away and into the aviary.
It was like that Lysol deficiency. They put ringtones on all the dinosaurs to keep track of them in the
wild. It's like putting bells on them. And, they're in the, what I will call the aviary. It's where they keep all the pterodactyls.
Yeah. It's cool that I feel like this movie was really good about showcasing the kind of new scary dinosaurs. Aside from like the Spinosaurus gets shoved down your throat a lot, but when they do stuff with like the Velociraptors being a lot smarter to the pterodactyls, it's like, oh, cool, we finally get to see because that's almost like one of those classic dinosaurs you learn about when you're a kid, and it's neat that this is the first time we get to see them.
I 100% agree. Yeah, I think that they do, like, the Spinosaurus feels extra in a way that, like, the pterodactyls felt very natural when you got to them. And
like, they were just doing their thing, not fucking hunting the group across the whole island.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I felt like, and every time the Spinosaurus came up, I'd just be like, oh man, isn't the Spinosaurus such a cool dinosaur? He's literally the coolest dinosaur in the world.
Yeah, he's designed to be... Well, nature designed him to be the coolest dinosaur in the world.
He's got a sail for aerodynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be cool, but, like, to see, like, actually seeing him in, like, that, Like seeing a Spinosaurus with what we know now about him, it would be cool seeing him in like its element, you know what I mean? Like actually like if it was like they kind of kept it, if it was just like in the water, that might make him a lot scarier and more effective.
Yeah, there's just, I think the fact that they just kept like, oh, we need something, and it was very obviously like third movie, we gotta up the stakes, as if like the dinosaurs themselves couldn't be, you
Yeah,
know, upped.
be the showcase of the thing. Well, also in how much they do it with like going back to how like whammy's the fucking T-Rex. It's like, you know, I almost would be fine if like they ran into a T-Rex separate from the Spinosaurus and the Spinosaurus and T-Rex didn't interact.
Yeah.
'Cause it felt very
Well, but
much like, aha, fucking we're, you know, get this is the new
also
fucking big guy on in around.
they do mention too, they're like, hey, the Spinosaurus wasn't on Ingen's list, and like, yeah, wonder what else they were working on.
Yeah, I wonder
As
how
if
many
to
other
like,
sequel dinosaurs they have around here.
yeah, because they had like 16 or whatever,
15.
and yeah. It just makes me think, like, oh, okay, you ran into your 15 limit. You need to get out of the.
Yeah. You could then never do stuff like that, because then when you end up, it becomes successful and you gotta make more, you gotta start dicking around with your original rules.
Well, because yeah, we see that one. We see the ankylosaurus, the big,
Ankylosaurus,
yeah.
those are wicked, all those things. We see a couple new ones. And I like
Those are
the
the ones I
fact that, oh,
remember.
sorry.
Yeah, those were the ones I remember. The Spinosaurus and the Ankylosaurus.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do gotta give credit to the movie for, is it actually feels like it has a good use of, like, it doesn't overshow the dinosaurs too much, you know? And it balances it out by making, like, the human character stuff, watchable is probably a bit too demeaning, but, like, it's pretty solid.
Interesting.
Yeah, like,
Yeah.
that you get invested in the people's story.
That's true. Yeah, and I think that, like I said, it gives moments to breathe, because even though we're just hitting the high notes, they still have a lot of character
Yeah.
moments there.
Yeah, and even though, like, as we mentioned, like, Paul Kirby is this fucking, he's this huckster guy, and he turns out to be a total fraud about pretty much everything except, like, redoing bathrooms. He's really likable, and I think could do a lot in part to the people they cast, fucking William H. Macy and Tia Leone. Like, everybody, like, works, and everybody is not, like, they're unreasonable in the sense of, we're not listening to Dr. Grant about the real fucking danger of Dinosaur Island, but at the same time, I do kind of understand where they're coming from, as opposed to the last one where they felt like really, really unreasonably belligerent and not listening to Ian Malcolm.
Well, yeah, like, it was like, you're not a real paleontologist. We don't have to listen to you.
Yeah, well, and at least I get, like, it's a better reason if your parents, like, looking for your kid, as opposed to, I'm a paleontologist looking after a T-Rex's kid.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is that like it's less nebulous. Like I don't really have to have, you know, like
Yeah.
this one makes sense.
Yeah. And I kind of like the fact that InGen really isn't involved. Like, there's no corporate politics or politicking or any of that stuff.
There's no bad guy.
Not really, no.
There's no antagonist to this
Yeah,
movie
I mean,
besides.
the Spinosaurus is the most antagonistic force.
But not like a traditional, like, I hesitate to call like wild animals like a bad guy in a
No,
lot of
but
movies.
they can definitely be antagonists, though.
Yeah, but it's not like the same.
No, it's
I don't
not
know.
like they're fucking mustache twirly and they have a plot. Sometimes they do, but most of the time it's, you know, it's better when it's an animal cunning as opposed to, this animal is just completely fucking sadistic and I'll kill you for no reason. But there are like real life instances of that, do you remember the movie Ghost in the Darkness?
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
when the Tigers of Sabo and whatnot, so.
Lions, right?
Lions, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Well, no, then there's, you know, what, the Liam Neeson movie with the wolves.
That's a great movie, The Gray. That's a great
Yeah.
movie. Has an excellent score. It has, like, one of
Yeah.
my favorite movie scores ever.
But and I get that, and there's a reason why, you know, yeah, those can be bad guys, but like it's a different thing to me when it's just like in my opinion, like, you know, animals like that without higher intelligence can't really be bad guys because they just are.
Yeah.
You well, know, they're not.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, who's the antagonist of Twister? It's not the fucking Twisters. They just are, man.
No,
like,
they're the villains. They're the main antagonists.
Because it's not Carrie Elway.
I see the trailer for Twister 2, I'm just like, Bill Paxton's son's coming back for revenge.
It's the Twister.
He's gonna kill the Twister that killed his parents, probably.
You know, we should do those Twister movies, even though, like, I like the first one. The
first
sequel.
One's fun. There's, well, how many sequels are there? Because there's going
to
be
just the one. Yeah. It's just the new. Yeah, that'd just be for the new movie. We would just be doing it just to do those two movies.
I'd be down for that, yeah.
I would totally be down to just do.
Twister has, like, a charm. Like, there's something to, like, a good disaster movie, like, really, you know.
Yeah, I think really my biggest thing. It's just, like, it's so unnecessary. Like, didn't they already fucking model the Twisters? Like.
Well, you know, they gotta get that fucking Dottie whatever the fuck thing in there to learn the secrets. It's like learning the information from the black hole in Interstellar. Same principle.
Yeah.
You don't know what happens in the eye of a tornado.
We gotta get a hangman from the new Top Gun, and that guy is just gonna be in all of our reboot franchises from here on out.
Yeah,
we just need to include him.
He's gonna be one of those actors. He's gonna be like the modern day, what's his face? Play Jake Sully. Fucking.
Sam Worthington.
There you go, him.
Man, Sam Worthington, no disrespect, but looks like a creative character. Like, he looks like my attempt to create Commander Shepard.
He does. Well, he looks like Commander Shepard if you haven't done anything with Commander Shepard. I know that's supposed to be Mark Vosloo or whatever the... Vosloo or whoever he was. But, yeah. He's just so... He has the features of an action star.
He is... He looks like a creator wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like one, too.
Yeah,
not taking anything away. He does good stuff, you know. Just I remember there's a whole period of time where he has like the best agent in Hollywood.
He's just in everything for a while,
and then drops
anyway.
Off the face of the earth after those charges.
Yeah, he's in Avatar too.
Yeah,
we'll have to do that over in April. Catch up on Avatar. See what that's all about.
Oh, yeah. We'll watch another one. How glorious. Uh-huh.
Anyway, Billy stole the eggs. That was the big reveal in the aviary.
Yeah.
Because he's going to sell them.
Yeah, to keep funding the... He's got a lot more toothbrushes to buy for the...
I figured they were smooth.
You know, we could smooth everything out, you know. Come on, Dr. Grant, don't be like that.
Dr. Grant reads him the riot act and says that he's no better than the people that built this place, and I feel like that's excessively mean.
Yeah, I mean, the people that built that place built an entire aviary and created dinosaurs. All Billy's done is get stoned on a bone bong and things done smooth.
Yeah. But enough of that. We got to cross a rickety-bass bridge. Mm-hmm. The aviary is just full of metal structures on a cliff that have seen better days.
Yeah, decaying rapidly. Spared no expense, you know.
And except for the de-rusting agent, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the... Because... Yeah. Anyway, so they got to cross a rickety-ass bridge one by one. And as Eric is trying to cross it, fucking pterodactyl comes in, and the pterodactyls look fucking scary.
They're great.
I love the look of them. Yeah.
Like, they're scary without, like, trying to be scary, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. And they pick him up and like, I would have to feed you to my babies.
Mm-hmm.
And
you look delicious.
Yeah. But then Billy, being the young, dumb idiot that he is, he uses the parasail to catch Eric.
Well,
and
we haven't mentioned this, but that parasail has writing on it. I don't know if you caught what the writing says. It said...
Dinosaur?
Yeah. Or I thought, was it dinosaur or dinosail? Nope,
It's
dinosaur.
dinosaur,
Yeah.
Soar.
AR, yeah. Like,
Because apparently this is just a tour group that does this all the time.
Somehow doesn't know about the man-eating frog, though.
Well, you wouldn't know about it unless you crossed it.
That's true. Fair, very fair.
Yeah.
You never hear back from anybody caught by the man-eating frog.
It's, they would have had to talk to Adrian Barbeau about that fog.
That's funny.
But yeah, Billy comes to the rescue and is like, "All right, we got you low. Drop into the river. You're fine now." And then he hits a wall, and the pterodactyls like nip at him,
Well,
and
it's a cliff site. That's he's not
it's a
like one of the
wall.
fucking. He's not like what fucking Buster Keaton or nothing. He's like,
Yeah, no, he hits a like an old church,
yep.
like kind of like a Looney Tunes shit. And then he feels on the like this is smooth. What?
This is the biggest dinosaur ever. Maybe the world is a dinosaur.
Oh my God!
Oh.
And yeah, he has to do the whole like let me go, as the pterodactyls nip on him and he floats down the river.
Yeah, he's like, just go, Dr. Grant. Just blah, blah, blah. You know, he's just getting pecked at. And we just see a river of blood as he his corpse presumably just goes down the river.
Yep, and they escape the aviary, but they leave the door open. And I think the implication is that the pterodactyls escaped through this, but I know that that's bullshit, because we saw a pterodactyl at the end of Lost Worlds. They've been out.
They've been out. Either they've been out, or now more of them can get out, or more stuff can get in. Who knows?
Yeah, because I thought the implication at the end of the movie, when they see the pterodactyl, is like, oh, it's a whole new world out there.
I don't know. They don't really do anything with it. They kind of just kind of hold on it. Because it
maybe
looks
the
like
later
there's
movies
like, yeah, maybe.
Do.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it is a door left on a door left open.
Yeah. But they've made it over to the dinghy, the African Queen,
yeah.
or whatever.
It's like it's a right fucking there. Riverboat that they use in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, basically. And
spared no expense.
None at all. And Dr. Grant's like, yeah, Billy, he died. He died doing what he loved. Feeling rock. Determining if it was smooth or not.
Feeling rock. Yeah.
He just, you know, there's two types of boys. And one of them were smooth. The other rough.
Billy was
Billy
a smooth
was the
boy. The Kirbys are thoroughly creeped out by this.
It makes more sense if you were watching the rest of the plot.
Yeah. You weren't, you know, too attached to looking for your goddamn kid and not worried about my needs.
They go, we get our big shot of dinosaurs out in Harmony, where it's all big, you know, look at all of us out here, living our best life.
Living happily together.
And, thankfully there was no other actual flora or fauna on that Costa Rican island, otherwise they might be playing hell on that ecosystem.
Oh, they already ate all that shit.
Yeah, that's all dead.
Yeah.
But they hear the cell phone and the poop.
Well, they hear a cell phone in the distance. They discover that it's in the poop, and they go back to the age-old Jurassic Park tradition of sticking your hands up and shit.
Spinosaurus shit, and they find all of the.
Yeah, they see what truly happens to a human being that's eaten by a dinosaur at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a person. That was a guy called Nash. He had a family.
He had friends,
he had people
and
that
hopes,
depended
and
on him.
Dreams.
He had a mortgage. He had a car payment. You know, he liked baseball games, and they
no
just
Nash?
turned into a pile of shit. That phone was more resilient than his body and his will to live. Think about that, people.
Yeah. Well, and they tried making a call, but it's a shitty connection.
Yeah. And also they're all nobody is at all like this is a bunch of steaming shit.
No. Well, and then another dinosaur comes up that looks like a T-Rex, but I don't think it is a T-Rex
No,
because it has
it's
like a horn.
yeah, it's called a I think it's called Ceratosaurus. It starts with a C, but it's like a Ceratosaurus. Yeah, they're
Okay.
kind of like smaller T-Rexes, and yeah, they have a horn
And
on their like nose. It looks at them, looks at the giant
just
pile of
like,
shit. It's like, no, it nopes
you
out of the
guys are
movie.
fucking weird.
That's gross, guys. Okay.
It just judges them and walks away.
Yeah, like, oh man, humans are weird.
And yeah, they get back
Oh,
on the boat.
speaking of humans, well, just this reminded me. Did you notice? Okay, this is a small little detail that I caught that probably means nothing. But when Eric was captured by the pterodactyl and thrown to the babies, he chucked a human skull at them.
Yes,
And I
I
was
did
like,
notice that. Whose skull is
yeah, I
that? Which
wondered
is
the
what
same
led
thing.
me. I thought that's what the people in the fog bank. I thought they were picked up and carried and then fed to the babies.
That's a possibility. But, well,
That's
yeah.
why I believe that it was the people on the boat.
Okay, that's I can work with that. Because otherwise, I was like, when did that happen?
Yeah, that was my guess, 'cause I also was like, how the fuck did that get in there?
Right, we can continue. Sorry. I just forgot to mention that when we were talking
Oh
about
yeah.
Aviator.
But those they look and they're like, "Oh, look, the fish left." And it's a Spinosaurus. He's attacking. He is the coolest dinosaur.
Yeah, he's come back to present his coolness, and he also is a dinosaur that really hates when people mess with his shit.
Yeah, it's like, were you guys playing around with my shit?
Were you fondling my droppings?
If I had a nickel.
That
Every time I heard that, I'd have a nickel, but that still seems like a lot.
still an excessive amount of money for what that is.
But he, yeah, and then they call him the cell phone. The only people he knows to call is Ellie. And it's the kid, Charlie, who answers, and he gets distracted by, of all things, Barney.
Yeah. That fucking purple dinosaur nearly killed Dr. Grant.
The most dangerous of all the dinosaurs. But Ellie is called as the Spinosaurus is. Well, William H. Macy said he's been taken up swimming, and he swims over to some crane, and he, like, lures the Spinosaurus over to a fuel. Where the fuel from the boat was.
Yeah, something like
Dr.
that.
Grant hits him with the fucking flare.
Yeah, not William H. Macy, the Spinosaurus.
No, him too. Everyone.
Everybody gets hit with the
He
flare.
just fires him
Yeah.
again.
Well, he can William H. Macy can get the Spinosaurus over there because the Spinosaurus, we find out, unlike the T-Rex, has the tactical advantage because it can see like a regular fucking dinosaur.
And because they get into like some sort of cage or something, like a transport cage,
Yeah.
and it like reaches into the cage to try to get him, like a drunk man trying to get pickles out of a pickle jar.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God.
Oh, I'm a Picklesaurus.
Oh, please just get out of the jar.
Come on.
I need this. I need
So,
this.
what do you taste? Has that vinegary goodness?
And he's hit with the flare, the fire starts, and then he's like, "Fuck this! I'm out of
All
here. I'm out of
right,
this movie. I'm out of the whole fucking franchise. You're never gonna see me again."
Fuck fire. I don't like dealing with it. I can't work in these conditions, Joe.
And
Is that the
they
last
make
we
it to.
see of the Spinosaurus?
It is.
Wow.
I don't know about the other movies, but that's the last we see of it here, and we got a few other things to wrap up. See, William H. Macy's like, remember fishing? I miss fishing.
Yeah.
That's it. This is more bonding. Again, we get like, it is a little touch to like, because really immediately we get the resolution with the raptors. Remember them?
Yeah.
But like, it is still a nice touch to put in a little moment of character there to not have it be like wall to wall. You know, you
Yeah.
need to have it ebb and flow.
Definitely. Well, and also it's weird because they feel more like a family unit in the short time that they're together than I ever felt between Dr. Malcolm and his daughter Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, like she felt like she's tacked onto the plot. I like the fact that like Eric in this one, you know, he's the reason that they're there. He's also not an incompetent little shithead. You know, he knows about dinosaurs and knows how to survive. Like that's something that's really nice where the characters don't become dead weight to the story, you know.
Well, we get honestly, like, for one, this is like the least bloody, I think, of all of them, or at least like very few main characters actually die.
Yeah. There's a lot of restraint in this one. Well, also the cast isn't very big, too.
Yeah. But the raptors ambush, and they have to do a handoff with the eggs, and Dr. Grant uses the bong and vocalizes it.
Yeah, he takes a fucking just a big spliff, and the raptors
Yep.
are all confused, and they're like, "Did he just smoke fucking weed out of one of our ancestors' noses?"
They're like, that's weird. I'm out of here. I'm out of here,
We
man.
got man, fuck this shit. I think I hear the Navy. Grab the eggs. We gotta go.
And one of them grabs it, and then the other one walks up with a look of like, don't you talk to me or my son ever again.
You guys are you're weirdos, and I will call the police.
He just like grabs it in his mouth and runs away.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a helicopter. It's the
Well,
entire United States
first they
Armed Forces.
walk out of the jungle, and they see just a guy in a business suit with a megaphone, just
Yeah.
like, "Alan Grant, are you here with the Kirbys of Oklahoma?"
No, they're the different kind of Kirbys. Oh, never mind.
All right, well, we'll just pack it up then. Bye.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the entire Armed Forces. We love the motherfucking Navy. And yeah, and Billy's alive.
Yeah, they found Billy just floating around the coast of Isla Sequel. He
As it
nearly
turns
fucking.
out, everything's smooth.
The whole world is smooth, Dr. Grant. It
I
turns
went
out the
into the light
USS
and it was
Missouri's
smooth.
smooth.
It's all smooth.
Yeah.
And they fly out and they see the pterodactyls and life is continuing to find a way.
Yeah, life is flying to other ecosystems to lay clutches of eggs.
Yep. That's pretty good.
No, this is solid. My final note is I like this one. Good use of dinosaurs, spectacle, and time. Doesn't overstay its welcome, and a solid cast of characters.
Yeah. I mean, and again, we brought it up at the top. It's 1-3-2, like for me.
Yeah, that's totally. I didn't think anybody would be surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, this one is also pointless in that it doesn't need to exist. Like, there's nothing
No,
drive like.
it doesn't need to exist, but at least it feels like people cared.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's just made out of some sort of contractual obligation.
Yeah. Like this is one where I wish this was the second one and the second one was the third one.
Yeah, though I think there's yeah, it just feels like it might be there to just sell some toys. That's the thing, like with the Spinosaurus, it feels like, you know,
Well,
isn't
definitely
the
the
Spinosaurus
Spinosaurus, yeah.
wicked? Same with like some of the new ones. We gotta sell some play sets.
Well, you know, kids love dinosaurs, you know.
No, no, I get it. Like I'm there for it, man. But yeah, that kind of concludes Jurassic Park. The other ones are called Jurassic World, so
Yeah.
we get off on a technicality.
Yeah, we will not be continuing on for now.
I will not be endorsing that park.
Yeah, they're not getting my money.
Not yet.
Not
Not
yet.
yet. Probably soon. But for now, we're gonna go we're gonna go to school
Yeah, Westchester.
for gifted people.
Mutants, they say. Shunned and hunted by humanity that they have sworn to protect.
Yeah, it's X-Men. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it'll be
I'll be
fun.
doing the first three. We'll first three. Get that out of the way.
The original trilogy of X-Men, and then we'll catch up with all the others.
Yeah, at some point. That'll be a project.
Yeah,
It's a work in
it's a big
progress.
endeavor.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Don't worry about it. But yeah, until then, I'm Devin.
And I'm Dayton.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See ya.
Peace.